on you. Okay, background check on the firearm, not on Sudafed. And the background check, at least in Nevada, costs $25 to do, so it's not even free. You may have to come back 3 days later if the background check doesn't clear right away. And if you're a prohibited purchaser, you can't even buy it. So this idea that why is it easier to buy Sudafed or a weapon than allergy medicine? It's just not true. And another myth that you hear is this idea that, you know, these types of mass shootings just never happen anywhere else in the world. This is a totally unique American thing. You know, President Biden said this after the horrible shooting in Texas. And once again, it's just false. The day before the shooting in Texas, there was a mass shooting in Mexico, which, if you know anything about Mexico's guns laws, are extremely strict. But guess what? Criminals and cartels do not follow the laws, and they have their own weapons. And this shooting in Mexico killed 11 people with multiple gunmen. And then if you look broadly, John Lott, who does a lot of research on gun crime, found that the U.S. ranks 66th in the per capita frequency of mass shootings and 56th in the murder rate. That's out of about 100 countries. So we're right in the middle. You know, it's not that, oh, this is just uniquely American. It's just Americans only tend to pay attention to what's happening in America, and we don't always look around the world and see what's happening there.
That is incredible. So, we'll get to the other two here in just a second, but I'm just curious, where then are people on the left getting these numbers saying that this doesn't happen anywhere else? I saw somebody on Roland Gutierrez over the weekend, a state rep in Texas, uttering those same words, that it doesn't happen anywhere else.
Well, they're just wrong. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think there's really two factors. One is just, I mean, we are just ignorant about what happens around the world. You know, Americans are very interested in American politics and not so interested in other countries' politics. And then the other thing is that the U.S. is just a huge country. And so once you start adjusting for population, things change just very quickly. I mean, Norway had a really, really horrific mass shooting a number of years ago. They have 5 million people in Norway. There's 330 million people in the United States. So you're talking about a population that's 66 times as large here in the U.S. compared to Norway. So that one mass shooting was just proportionally more than the number of shootings, you know, of victims that the United States would have in a decade, just because of the difference in population size. And so that's what a lot of people don't adjust for, is they'll say, well, look at Europe, look at this country in Europe, you know, that's got 10 million people. It's like, well, yeah, but once you adjust for population and per capita, it changes things.
It is incredible. More coming up with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. One member of Congress, a Democrat, from the People's, I believe he's from the People's Republic of California. I'll double check. No, in fact, he's from Virginia. Wants to establish a 1,000% tax on ammo and guns, and in particular on the AR-15. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, we've got that $50 gas card giveaway coming up at 2:50, plus a basic oil change from Meineke. That's all going to go out the door at 2:50, 10 minutes till 3, 10 minutes till Wayne Allen Root. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:29, the traffic cams are up and running. We do see a little bit of congestion there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Gillespie after the 15 interchange. A little bit of congestion through there. Moderate flows on the 15. Looks like commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the corridor. Watch for a stalled vehicle there. That's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. And very, very sluggish downtown as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. The lane restrictions are there. 515 eastbound at the 15. That's also causing some backups on those people merging from Interstate 15 northbound.
famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Mets held on for a 5-4 win over the Dodgers in 10 innings on Sunday. J.D. Davis led off the 10th with an RBI double after the Mets blew a two-run lead in the ninth. Will Smith homered and Eddie Alvarez tied it with a two-out RBI single in the ninth for the Dodgers, who've lost 5-7. The Giants beat the Marlins 5-1 on Sunday in Miami. Donovan Walton hit a grand slam. Jacob Junis pitched 6 innings of one-run ball. Kirk Casale had a pair of hits and scored twice for the Giants, who split the 4-game series with Miami and finished 5-5 on their three-city road trip. In 10 innings, the Padres beat the Brewers 6-4 in Milwaukee. The Brewers tied it in the bottom of the eighth on Colton Wong's second homer of the game, but Jake Cronenworth put San Diego ahead for good in the top of the 10th with a 3-run homer. The Phillies beat the Angels 9-7 Sunday. Bryson Stott hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to win it. The Angels have lost 11 straight. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season and save big on summer style essentials, like 50 to 60% off all designer suits for an effortless touch of cool, 40 to 75% off fine jewelry to complete any look, and get ready to jet set with Tag Ridgefield luggage sets just $74.99. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up for free at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Have you ever noticed how people talk in that same weird voice to their dogs?
Just like this?
Well, it sure gets a dog's tail wagging. Wondering if I can get your ears all perked up the same way when I tell you,
that bed stay free at Motel 6.
With a clean, comfortable room and a great low rate.
Now, who's a good human? I think you are.
I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of Pets. And we'll leave the light on for you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. I was there when they were bringing in the tables yesterday, and it was so fun. Every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, that's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the world. And right now in the United States, we have a wave of violence. We had a very restless weekend. What do you make of all of this? And this is gun violence with handguns to a great degree, not AR-15s, but there are a lot of really unhappy people, and they're acting out with weapons.
Well, that's true. I mean, every situation is unique, obviously, but the trend line, we can see a couple of trends is, one, bans on guns don't work. You see Chicago every weekend. There's more violence. There's more shooting. And what we've seen nationally is that this pullback on police and, the idea that we should defund the police or the police shouldn't be involved in arresting people who are hurting other people, or we should, be letting people out of jail very quickly. It's had a lot of really negative consequences. I actually ended my piece on Sunday talking about, there was 3,000 more firearm murders between 2019 and 2020. And I think a lot of that was, you could attribute to the defund the police rhetoric. And so if you want to end gun violence, maybe we should consider banning defund the police rhetoric. I think that would do a lot more than this focus on guns.
I want to ask you, Don Beyer is a Democrat congressman from Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he wants a 1,000% tax on AR-15s. Now, NBC News reported that depending on the location, AR-15s range in price anywhere from $500 to $2,000. But a $1,000 tax on a weapon could mean a final sale price of $5,000 to $20,000. First of all, does this, it may be able to pass the House. I don't think it will pass in the Senate. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, we've talked a long time about how Democrats, you know, the goal they really have is to get rid of firearms. You know, they don't like people owning weapons. And I think this is an example of that. You know, they just don't want people to be able to buy firearms. I mean, there's something like 300 to 400 million firearms in the country. Only a tiny fraction of those are being used in crimes. And so the efforts need to be focused on, you know, how do we address criminals getting weapons and prevent that? Or if they do get weapons and use them inappropriately, how do we punish them severely so they're not back out on the streets? Instead of measures like this, which are just going after the people who buy guns legally, and so they go through the background checks, and we know that they aren't the ones committing the vast majority of the crime.
So what is different between now and when Congress finally gets ready to enact some legislation? What is there different after Buffalo, New York, after Uvalde in Texas? What is different that's going to make the needle move?
Well, it's all politics. I mean, I don't think any of this is going to change anything involving gun violence. I mean, police is what changes that, and a commitment to policing and throwing criminals in jail, that's what will bring down gun violence. But, you know, and the thing is all of these proposals, you look at them and you say, well, would that have prevented the shooting that you claim to be trying to solve? And the answer is very unlikely. I mean, you even start to think about this idea of, oh, let's put a 1,000% tax on a gun. Well, there's 400 million firearms. And, you know, the thing is that in quarters like the Texas shooter, a pistol would be just as deadly and just as lethal as a rifle. In fact, the vast majority, something like 90%+ of firearm murders take place with handguns. And so that's the thing, is that there's so much just duplicity in the gun control debate, and that's why, you know, I try to dispel some of the common myths. But, you know, if you pass a law that restricts the rights of law-abiding gun owners, all it's going to do is it's going to take guns out of the people who aren't committing the crimes. And that's the fundamental flaw at the heart of the left gun control push, is they won't be honest and just say, look, we want to just ban all firearms. We don't want anyone to have a firearm. And that's what we think will stop gun violence. And if that's what you really think, propose it, and then let's debate it.
Well, let me just ask you, do you think a 1,000% tax on AR-15s is going to make any difference at all?
In gun violence? No, yeah. I don't think it's going to make any sort of practical difference. I mean, the first reason is that, you know, over half of gun deaths, when the, you know, the gun grabbers talk about gun deaths, over half of those deaths are suicide. And then 90% of the firearm murders take place with handguns. I mean, all that big list that you know, spelled out, most of those, I believe, took place with handguns. It's these very high-profile shootings oftentimes that take place with the rifles. And so, you know, what the left does is they try and use the outrage over those shootings and the understandable outrage and the understandable emotion that people have over how horrible and how tragic that situation is, and they try and pass a law that wouldn't prevent the violence. And so that's, you know, why the gun rights people, and myself included, object to these things so much, is you're passing a law that's only going to affect the people who aren't committing the crimes. If this killer in Texas had gone in with a handgun, it's very unlikely that the result would have been much different in terms of how many people died, unfortunately.
Want to switch gears real quickly. I've got about 90 seconds. We have elections coming up, and a lot of people don't realize it, but we got school board elections, the Board of Trustees. Am I right? 3 members are up for re-election, and what are their prospects? Is there going to be an anti-incumbent wave relative to the Board of Trustees?
You know, I really, the school board elections are just such a crapshoot. You know, they're so far down the ballot, the districts are so big, and the candidates have so little money compared to some of these other offices. You know, I think that will certainly factor in for some people, you know, the idea that, you know, the district is doing terribly. But, you know, the people who are running are kind of on different sides of that debate, too. And so I don't think it's just going to be, we just want to vote all the bums out. I mean, I think these elections tend to be decided a lot more on randomness than I think people give them credit for. Obviously, I think the incumbents have an advantage just with name recognition. But, you know, I think there is a lot of randomness that goes into these elections that far down the ballot.
Well, we'll be tracking it. And, of course, we've got early voting closing out on the 10th. And then we've got the real thing, the June 14th election coming up. It's going to be exciting. Am I right on this, that this thing is not just some sleepy midterm election, that this is really going to have consequences, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, Republicans are poised to do very well in November. You know, I think Democrats think there are certain candidates that will help Democrats win statewide, and they're trying to boost those candidates. And it'll be interesting to see what voters decide.
Well, we will all find out together. Victor, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time, my friend, and we will talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, man. Victor Jenks, the three-time-a-week columnist. Check out his stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It really is good. And this column this weekend about busting up the four myths of gun control advocates, it is perfect. It will give you ammo, no pun intended, when you're confronted by people that want to talk about gun control in a crazy way. So anyway, stay where you are. Coming up at the top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. Also, what is going on in the PGA Tour and these new tour events that we're hearing about that is forcing a lot of PGA long-timers to walk away? Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the Monday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. Wayne Allen Root coming up. And don't forget, 250. We're going to have the gas card giveaway again. We're going to be doing it all this month, and I'm real excited. Our listeners are excited, too. They start calling about 5 minutes until the contest, and it just rings and rings and rings. Anyway, it's a fun deal we're doing, the gas card giveaway and a Meineke basic oil change. And 10 till 3, be listening. We'll tell you how to win. And by the way, at the end of every week, we're giving away a $100 gift card from among our winners. That's pretty cool. No, it really honestly is. Every couple of weeks in NASCAR, there is some sort of fight. Somebody knocks somebody out of the race, and then everybody gets together in the pits, and they have to be held back, and sometimes punches are thrown. And the PGA is not like that. Golf is not like that. But there are problems amid the golfer's world, and it involves, it involves having to make some pretty tough decisions. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this story over the course of the last few weeks. What's going on?
Yeah, some pretty big names are really considering retiring from the PGA Tour, which, if you are good enough to be on the tour, you're a millionaire. That's just the way it is. It's a millionaire's club. But former world number one Dustin Johnson, he's a past major champion. Sergio Garcia, also another major champion. Phil Mickelson, probably one of the biggest names associated with the LIV Tour. This is a Saudi Arabian-backed tour, Kevin, where a lot of the world's best in the PGA Tour have been told by the commissioner of the PGA Tour that if you participate in this LIV, there will be disciplinary actions against you, and possibly you might even be expelled from the PGA. Now, it basically comes down to this. It's all about money. Follow the money. Those people who are old enough to remember the AFL, what they did to the NFL, and they were taking all the top talent, and they were a real threat. That's when the NFL said, hey, let's merge. And they did in 1970. So it's kind of the same way here, because this LIV Tour is going to be hosting those names I mentioned, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Johnson, Kevin Na, who is from Las Vegas. He's won 5 PGA Tours, $20 million dollars in purse winnings over a 20-year career, has already resigned from the PGA, which really caught a lot of people this past weekend at the Memorial Tournament in Columbus, Ohio, off guard. And they're wondering, you know, what's going on here? But it's about the money. If you look at the winner's purse for this weekend, the LIV Golf Invitational Series, Kevin, in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabian-backed tour, it's $4 million for the winner. Now let's $4 million. There's $25 million in this purse. This is why a lot of these guys are going, wow. I mean, I could finish in 10th place and still make $1 million.
Oh,
which
wow.
And it's going up against the Canadian Open. The PGA Tour is hosting the Canadian Open this week. The winner's purse is $1.57 million. Compare that to the $4 million for the LIV Tour. So there is a real, real competition. But the bottom line here is, hey, people gravitate where the money is. And the PGA Tour says, hey, you better not do it. If you go, you may be suspended for a lifetime.
It's a game of golfing chicken.
It really is. I mean,
see who's going to blink. You got a lot of these golfers that are not going to be going to Saudi Arabia. One person who may be going to Saudi Arabia is our president. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and a basic oil change. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for 4 of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Now is the time to be close to the action at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. On Saturday, August 13th, championship football comes to Henderson as the Dollar Loan Center hosts the Indoor Football League Championship. That's right, professional championship football in your own backyard as they compete for the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. Tickets starting at $50 and are on sale now. For more information, visit IFLNationalChampionship.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at New Hope Tax Defense. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays.